रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 40. द सांस ऑफ सगुरा मीट सेज कपिला. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Brahma listened to these words of the trembling devatas who were out of their wits through fear of destruction. This earth, said he, and everything in it belongs to Lord Vasudeva, who as sage Kapila supports it for all time, and these wicked princes shall, of a truth, be consumed by fire of his wrath. The delving of the earth and the destruction of the short-lived sons of Sagara have been foreordained. The celestials departed to their abodes with a glad heart, and great was the uproar caused by the valiant sons of Sagara delving into the bowels of the earth. Having thus sought above and below, they came back to their sire and said to him reverently, "We have searched the entire earth through and through and put to death powerful and mighty beings, the devatas, danavas, rakshasas, pishachas, uragas and kinnaras by hundreds. But we have not set our eyes upon the horse nor the daring robber. Hail, mighty monarch, we await thy further orders." Thereat, Sagara was exceedingly angry and cried out, "Delve further and yet further unto the innermost limits. Find me out that robber and come back with the horse at any cost." Thus ordered thereto, the 60,000 sons of Sagara dug even into the Rasatala until they came upon the huge elephant Virupaksha supporting on his head mountain-like the entire globe with its mountains, hills, forests, rivers, towns and hamlets. When the mighty one shakes his weary head during the Parva days to ease himself, then men have what they call an earthquake. They went round him and paid him his due worship, whereafter they pursued the undeviating course. Having pierced through the Rasatala in the east, they turned to the south and lighted upon another elephant of vast proportions, Mahapadma, likewise supporting the entire globe on his head, a sight that filled them with amazement. They went round him too and pierced through the west, observed another elephant, Salmanasa, who bore the earth in that quarter. Him too they reverenced and made kind inquiries of, after which they set about to pierce towards the north, where they came to view the snow-white Bhadra of immense proportions, upon whose broad shoulder rested but lightly the entire mass of the globe in that quarter. Having paid unto him due reverence, they took leave of him and pierced yet deeper into the earth. Coming to northeast, they dug deeper yet, furious with disappointment that endowed them with superhuman strength and fierce speed. When, lo, they appeared before their startled eyes, Kapila, the incarnation of the eternal Vasudeva, and hard by the long sought for horse, grazing quietly, the innocent cause for all their trouble and misfortune. Almost beside themselves with joy at their success, they rushed forth with eager hearts. But the sight of the Holy One, whom they concluded to be the robber of the horse, roused them to insensate fury, and with eyes inflamed with wrath, they flew at the sage, armed with spades and swords, shovels, plowshares, and mattocks. "Stop, thief! Stop, thief!" Not one of them was mute. "You are the wicked wretch that spirited away the sacrificial horse, and right dearly shall you pay for it. Know you who have come for you? Even the sons of Sagara the terrible." Hardly were these impious words out of the mouth of the doomed sons of Sagara than the wrath of the mighty sage blazed forth. "Hum," he cried, "the eye had scarcely time to wink when the 60,000 sons vanished from sight. A heap of ashes marked the place where they had stood a moment ago in their proud strength and fiery manhood. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.